Masechet Avot Perek Dalet Mishnah Yod Gimel. Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says Heve Zahir B'Talmud Shishigigat Talmud Ola Zadon. Be very careful with your study of Torah. Be exacting with your understanding, because if you make a mistake in learning, and that mistake leads to allowing something that is forbidden, we treat that mistake like an intentional sin. What we're saying over here basically is a person has to be very careful to learn, to review, master what you're trying to understand, and when you do that, make sure it's impossible for you to forget something, especially if you're a person giving guidance in halakha. An incorrect ruling that you give because you failed to study correctly, because you didn't apply yourself, you didn't put forth the effort, is eventually treated like an intentional sin. Person knows that he can make mistakes in learning, can make mistakes in understanding, so you have to do whatever you can to make sure that you don't make those mistakes in your understanding. If you fail to study deeply, then a person who makes a mistake afterwards is considered to be negligent, because you can't give halachic rulings if you didn't understand things properly. So if you're looking at things on a surface level, and then you're giving halachic rulings afterwards, you're doing something negligent, and it's considered to be an intentional disregard for the halacha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shelosha Kitarim Hem, says Rabbi Shimon, there are three crowns in society that we honor the beholders of those crowns. Keter Torah, the Keter Kehuna, the Keter Malchut, the crown of Torah, the crown of Kehuna, and the crown of kingship. The crown of Torah is a person has to honor a Talmid Hacham. We learn from the Pasuk, Vehadarta Pene Zaken, you should honor a Zaken. We learn out that a Zaken is somebody who is a Torah scholar, Ze Shekana Chochma, which is a contraction of the word Zaken. You have to honor a Torah scholar. With a Kohen, Pasuk tells us, Vekidashto Kit Lechem Elohecha Hu Makriv Kadosh Yehielach. You should sanctify the Kohen. He's offering the food of your God, so he should be holy to you. So therefore, we honor the Kohen by giving him the first aliyah by the Sefer Torah, and by allowing him to do the zimun by Birkat HaMazon. And then lastly, we have to honor the king. Som tazim alecha melech. You should place for yourself a king. Shetehe emato alecha. We learn from here that you have to have fear of this king. All of these different crowns. The crown of kingship was given over to David HaMelech and to his lineage forever. The crown of Kehuna was given to Aharon and his descendants forever. But the Keter Torah, the crown of Torah, wasn't given over to anybody in specific. Rather, we say it's Torah Sivalan Moshe, Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. Moshe commanded us the Torah, and it's the inheritance of the whole Jewish people. Anybody has the ability to acquire Keter Torah if they put forth the proper efforts. The Keter Shem Tov Ole Al Gabbehem. The crown of a good name rises above all of them. We don't count this as one of the three crowns because there's no honor that goes with it. But the crown of a good name, a person who has good reputations because of his Ma'asim Tovim, his good deeds, that type of crown is a crown that is superior to everyone else. A person with a good name, there's nothing like it. We say, Tov Shem, Yishem En Tov. A good name is better than good oil. So therefore, a person has to look at that person as being elevated. Even a Talmid Hacham or a Kohen or a king, they forfeit their rights if they have a bad name, if they lose their respectability. So therefore, this crown is really superior, and a person should do everything he can to acquire this crown as well, the Keter Shem Tov.